We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Is more fun when you do it with your friends. You know what I like to do with my friends? I like to go for walks or hikes. Do you guys like to go for walks and hikes?
Yes. Yes.
Well, but when you're little, now you can't go by yourself, can you?
No.
You have to go with a grown-up. Well, why do we go for walks? What's so great about going for a walk? Morgan?
That we can get exercise.
Okay. Alexa?
Well, like if you went by yourself, it gives you time to think about things.
Okay.
If you went with somebody else, it would be fun to talk to them.
You can meditate and pray with God.
That's a great idea for
And as you pass people's houses, you can talk to them, and then they hope this person gets blessed by God and everything.
That is a very special way to take a walk and take a hike, yeah. Well, some people go on long hikes.
Like my dad.
Your dad?
Yeah, we'll go on like 6 mile hike. Ooh. And then we'll go like get exhausted.
Yeah. Well, I have a story to tell you about my daughter who went on a very, very long hike. She actually was hiking for 4 days. I'm not sure how many miles she actually hiked.
Was that
But
on
she
like
went
Appalachian?
To the Appalachian Trail.
Ha, I knew.
Have you ever heard of the Appalachian Trail before?
Yeah.
The Appalachians are mountains in the middle of, well, they're kind of on the west of Maryland where we are. But the trail goes through 14 states and is over 2,000 miles long. Now, Kristen didn't walk 2,000 miles in 4 days. I'm not sure how many, but she walked quite a bit of it. I think she went through like 2 states. For a trip like that, you really need to be prepared, you think?
Yes.
You don't just go off and start walking for four days without some preparation. What kind of things do you think Kristen and her friends needed to do to prepare?
Food and water, and make sure their bodies were okay to be able to walk.
Okay. Be strong and in good shape. Yeah, Alexa.
They needed to have, like, cooking supplies to be able to be, like, to camp out in, like, certain areas where there wasn't a lot of things and
okay.
get, like, a tent and stuff for sleeping.
Yeah, Nadia.
Well, I have a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, depending on, like, how hard the terrain, maybe, like, rock climbing equipment.
Okay.
And maybe, like, for food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are just, like, some things that she could bring for, like, food, like Gatorade or a power bar.
Okay, things to give her a lot of energy. And Jamie?
Tents and maps.
Yeah, you would need to know the trail. Now, she stayed on the trail. You don't go off the trail when you're that far away from civilization, do you?
No.
The trail was clearly marked. So they had to get into good shape in order to walk that long, and they had maps and food. And you know what? When they went to sleep at night, they had to do something which I thought was really amazing. I never knew this, but this is one of the things that she knew before she went on this trip. They had to take all their food and put it in a bear bag and tie it up in a tree because there are bears all along this part of the trail. And so they tied their food in a tree. Why do you think they did that, Alexa?
So that it would be harder for the bears to get it.
Uh-huh. And Morgan?
Keep the bears away from them.
Exactly. Both of those reasons. So the bears couldn't get it, and also so they wouldn't be climbing in their tent looking for Oreo cookies or something, right? Yeah. And you know what else they used? As they walked during the day, they had bells on their backpack. As they took each step, they jingled. So what, Alexa?
So they, like, wouldn't lose each other? Like, maybe.
Well, that's a good thing, too. You could hear the person in front of you, yeah? And Carolyn?
If the animals heard it, they would run away because they
right.
could hear noise.
That's they would scare them away. You may never go on a journey like this one, deep into the woods. But did you ever consider that your life is a journey?
Yeah.
And everyone who believes in Jesus is on an amazing journey that leads us to where?
Heaven.
God sent Jesus to show us the way.
I've answered his call, and I walk by his grace. And Jesus prepares a most glorious place to live with my Lord for eternity. For he has invited me. Jesus will show me the way.
Jesus will show me the way. For he is the truth, and he is the light. Jesus will show me the way.
Our spiritual journey is like a long, long hike. Just like my daughter's journey, we need to be prepared and know where we're going and know how to get there.
In Psalm 119, verse 105, we read, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path."
God has given us a wonderful book of instructions for our journey.
His word will make everything clear.
Let's repeat this verse.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
We need to protect ourselves from the things that might hurt us or get us lost.
Psalm 142 says, "In the path where I walk, men have hidden a snare for me."
Do you all know what a snare is?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. It's a what?
Trap.
There will be all kinds of obstacles along our path, our journey.
Not like bears who want our food,
but things that Satan puts in our life to tempt us into sin.
And we can read in the book of Proverbs, "If sinners entice you..." That means if someone tries to make you do something that's wrong, do not give in to them. Do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, we can read in Proverbs 1, "for their feet rush into sin."
Psalm 141 says, "My eyes are fixed on you, O Sovereign Lord.
In you I take refuge."
The Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Philippians,
"I press on,
forgetting what is behind,
and straining toward what is ahead.
I press on toward what is ahead.
I press on toward the goal to win the prize, which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus."
Your mind is not on earthly things. Your prize is found in heaven. You know His power. You know His love. Your sins have been forgiven. There's a joy like no other, a peace that passes all. Jesus is your master, and you can hear Him call. Fix your eyes on Jesus.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we want to follow you, to stay on the path that leads us to your heavenly home. Thank you for lighting our way. When we are tempted, when we go astray, help us, Lord. We can turn to your word for help, and we can reach out to you. You will always be there to get us back on the path. We love you, Jesus. We thank you and praise you. And we will tell others about you, so that they can follow you too. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We'd love to hear from you. Tell us about your journey.
Where has the Lord taken you, and what have you learned?
We can all learn so much when we share our stories.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Or you can write to us at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
And remember,
every day you live, you can serve Jesus.
Every day you live, you can tell others about Him.
Every day you live, you can read God's Word for help.
Every day you live, you can pray, and the Lord will guide you.
Stay on the path. Journey on. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.